Welcome to Stuff Electrician Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Welcome to episode 103, I believe. 103. I'm your host, John Workman, and excited to be here with you today. So, what do I want to talk about today for all of you wonderful, hardworking electrical careersmen or women out there? Electrical careers, men or women, that's kind of a weird term. Just kind of came off my tongue. But all of you out there in the electrical trades, grateful to have you out there. And it's great to know there are men and women like you out there that are willing to do the hard things, that are willing to put in the hard work and get dirty. And in a lot of instances, put your life on the line, do dangerous things. Being on Instagram quite a bit, I see that you guys are doing some crazy things out there sometimes. Most of you that I see are being safe, which is awesome. And that's really, really good to know that we can rely on people like you to get the job done. So, speaking of dangers and dangerousness, we are in the holiday season. And I wanted to share a few statistics with you today about the holiday season that can be kind of disturbing, and mainly because people just aren't very smart out there. There are a lot of stupid people out there that don't understand electricity, that don't understand flammability, I guess you would say, and that just don't get the need for safety and how dangerous electricity can really be. So the holidays are upon us. You know, it's time for decorations. You know, my wife is getting the holiday decorations as well, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that good stuff. And we don't do this at our house, but for whatever reason, the other thing to do when we get decorations out is get all of the adapters out, right? So it's time to get the 4 or 5 receptacle adapter out, or even the plug strip that doesn't have a... what would you call it, an overload protection on it, you can't be tripped. Even time to get those out that might have 6 to 10 receptacles on them, so that we can turn that one receptacle into multi-receptacles, like 10 or 20 receptacles all at once, okay? And so just so that we can plug in a bunch of strings of lights or decorations or whatever it might be. Now, I know it's crazy, but it happens. You know that it happens. You've probably seen it. And if you haven't, then there's a good chance that at some time in your career, you're going to have to go and service a home or a building or something that has that's had some sort of fire in it because somebody overloaded the receptacles. Now, this happens more in the wintertime, of course, because of the decorations, because of this time of the season, because of space heaters. You know, we're going to plug a space heater in. We're going to get one of these multi-receptacle adapters, and we're going to plug 3 or 4 strings of lights in them. And then we're going to plug a space heater in too, because the room's just not quite warm enough. And it goes on and on and on. And so in this episode, I just wanted to share with you a few of the facts from the NFPA about December fires. But before we talk about these facts from the NFPA, I just want to talk to you about this podcast just real quick for a second. Okay, so back to the statistics from the NFPA that I wanted to share with you. Now, these, of course, are in no particular order, but some of them are pretty startling nonetheless. So first, 1/5 or 19% of the home decoration fires through the year occurred in the month of December. Okay, think about that. We got 12 months in the year, and 19% of those fires occurred in the 1 month alone. 11% occurred in January. Now, more than half, or 55%, of the December home decoration fires were started by candles, compared to 1/3 from January to November. All right, that's crazy. Over half of the fires from home decoration were started by candles, compared to 1/3 of those from the months of January to November. All right, in December, 1/4 of home decoration structure fires started in the living room, family room, or den, compared to 13% the rest of the year. Why do you think that is? Okay. Living room, that's where we plug all those adapters in. We light all the candles and that's where all the decorations go so that everybody can see them. All right. And then the percentage of fires starting in the dining room was also twice as high, or 10% in December, as it is through January to November, which is only 5%. And don't forget what we're actually here for. The electrical distribution or lighting equipment was involved in 10% of decoration fires, as was heating equipment. Okay, so overloading those outlets, plugging in space heaters, all that good stuff. There's a true hazard and a true danger there. So watch out for that as you are, going throughout your travels this holiday season. If you're going in on service calls and you happen to see people doing these types of things, you might want to give them a friendly reminder that, this isn't exactly what you should be doing. This is why. And maybe even for a holiday promotion for some of you guys that maybe own your business or if you got a side job, a holiday promotion, say, I am willing to come in and give you a free holiday electrical assessment to see if you are at risk of an electrical fire this holiday season. That might be a great idea for you to be able to get into some homes, drop off your business card, and help others out to know if they're really at risk. It's better to help prevent. You'll have a better name if you get out there and help prevent. I would hate it if my house burned down because of something that I was stupid about or didn't know about. And if there was some way to prevent that, I would definitely welcome that. So maybe give that idea a shot, maybe toss it around a little bit, see if you can do some free in-home consultations to get your name out there and to help those out. So just remember, while you're out making the holidays bright, try not to make them too bright, and help remind others they shouldn't either. So the December issue of The Apprentice Guide is coming out soon. Enrollment will start soon. And we're going to talk about some more cool stuff like this. So if you're interested in getting your free issue of The Apprentice Guide, head over to electricianslibrary.com/apprenticeguide. And you can get that free issue sent right to your inbox. So thanks again for tuning in. I'm grateful to have you along. Hope that we have a long, wonderful holiday season together this year. And until next week, I hope you stay healthy. Hope you stay happy. But most of all, I hope you stay grounded.